Blog Talk Radio.
The mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God is always honored and God was always at the praise on this broadcast. The word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men, not some men, but he will draw all men unto him. And that is the mission, that is the objective, that is the purpose for this broadcast, that we will lift all men unto him. This is Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour, for the hour of broadcast. And we want you to know today that God has a blessing with your name on it. We want you to know that there is power in the Word of God. Today we're going to be coming from Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning at that 11th verse. Luke is found in the New Testament, and we want you to turn to that scripture if you can. If not, we just want you to be blessed of the Lord. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the young of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. We see here today in the Word of God about a young man that had lost his way. A young man that came to his father, and he asked his father to give him the portion of good. Give me everything, God, that Father, that you have for me. I don't want to wait until I get at that certain age. I don't want to wait until you pass away, but I want you to give me my portion. Divide the portion of good that you have for me. So his father divided unto him his living. Everything that he was going to give him, he gave to that younger son. And then the word of God tell us that after many days had passed, the younger son had gathered all together, and he took his journey unto a far country. He didn't go some place that was near his father or near his family, but he decided that I want to go and I want to see what it's all about. I want to see what I've missed in life. I want to take the money that belongs to me, and I want to have a good time. And so, therefore, he took the money that his father had for him, and he went into to this far country, and he didn't use his money wisely, but he wasted the substance with riotous living. I don't know, can you identify with me today? There are many out there today that have taken what God has given them, your Father, your Heavenly Father, those that have taken the goods. You may have a job. You may have made plenty of money. You may have taken an inheritance that was given to you, a money that was laid up for you, and you went out, and you did not spend the money or invest what you had, but you took the money, and you lived righteously, and you took the money, and you did whatever that was pleasing to your sight. And when he had spent all, That's what we're going to talk about today. This is part of what we want to let you know today. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. You see, at the beginning, he had everything that he desired to have. He had a father that provided. He had a home that he had servants taking care of him. He didn't have to be a servant because his father owned everything. But yet he wasn't happy in being in the environment that he was in. He wasn't happy having to submit unto his father. He wasn't happy being able to just to be in a home that was surrounded by people that loved him. But he knew within his heart that I want to go out and I want to spend what all that was already been promised to me. I know that inheritance is mine because my father has already instructed me, already told me what belongs to me. So father, before he left, he wanted his father to give him what belonged to him. So as we read in the Word of God, the father gave him all his inheritance. Then he goes and he spent a riotous living. He went out there and he thought he was having a good time. And because he thought he was having a good time, because he had the money, you know how it is today, as long as you have money, as long as you being able to supply others' needs and give to them, you seem to have those so-called friends. But when you don't have anything, when you don't have money in the bank, when you don't have a car to drive, when you don't have a job, when you don't have other people such as your father, those relatives, in order to help you, then you find yourself in a hard place. So we see that there became a famine in the land. And this young man began to be in want. And he was so much in want that he went and joined himself to the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave it him anything. Remember when he was in a home that he was being served by the servant? Remember, he had a father that took care and made provision and provided for him. Now he finds himself out here in a far country. He finds himself that the country that he was in a famine. Now he finds himself hungry. He finds himself here that he having to feed the swine because he didn't have a job. And then because he had to feed the swine, he was so hungry that he couldn't have eaten the husk that the swine did eat. And when he came to himself, see, this is what we need to know today, that it's time for us to come to ourselves. There is somebody out there today that needs to come to himself. Whether it's male or female, you've been out there and you've been out there for a long time. And it's time for you to come back home. It's time for you to know the goodness of Jesus and to know what the Father had for you. So when the young man had came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I'm here out in this foreign country, and I'm here feeding swine. No man giving me anything. My friends that I thought I had have turned away from me. He said, I will arise and I will go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He said, I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He was thinking that being a hired servant is so much better than being in a position of being in the place where he was. He once had a portion which he spent in righteous living. He spent all that he had. This young man began to be in want. You see, it's time for us to listen to the Father and to hear what the Father is speaking to us. It's time for us to know the riches of God. And I'm not just saying in the financial aspect of our lives, but the riches of his word. You see, God is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is Jehovah Raphael. He is our healer. So he is the healer of the mind and of the body and the soul, and he is the healer of our spirit. Even when we were down, when we seem to be down and depressed, yet God, he is the God that healeth. He is that God that will bring deliverance. That God will cause us to be in our right mind, to be able to come to ourselves. This young man had to be able to come to himself. Otherwise, he would have had so much pride on the inside that he would have stayed out there and he would have began to continually to feed the swine. So here, he said, I will arise and go unto my father, and I will say, he was rehearsing what he was going to say to his father. He knew that he was out of the will of the father. I say to you this morning, are you out of the will of the father? Somebody need to come back to the father. Somebody that is a backslider out there today needs to come into the father. Go back to the father. Go back to the one that you know that has your best interest. One that paid the price for you 2,000 years ago. One that is a healer, that is a deliverer. One that is able to meet your very need. See, the father in here in the 15th chapter of St. Luke did not leave the son, but the son decided one day that he was going to leave the father. And see, it didn't just start it that day. I believe that this was something that what the enemy had planted in his heart, something that the enemy had planted in his mind to cause him to want to leave the father, that caused him want to leave the plan that God had for him, that want him not to completely have the inheritance that the father had for them. See, God have already left the inheritance for us. God has already provided, and he is providing for us each and every day. Remember in the word of God, David said, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. See, there's a time in our life that we have to come to ourselves. Somebody, again, need to come to themselves. They need to know that God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. Yes, you have experienced the life that's in the world. Yes, you've gone out and you've seen what is happening in the world. Yes, you have wanted to have that seen that good time. Yes, you have spent your money and you are in a dilemma. You are here now. Don't know where you're going to get your next meal from. Yes, you may be that person that are homeless now because you left the Father. You may be that person that's living in mission because you have left the Father. I don't know what your circumstances is this morning. I don't know where you are in Christ Jesus, but I believe that God is speaking to somebody today all over this broadcast and the Our Power broadcast to let you know that it's time for you to come to yourself. It's time to forget about what you have done and to come to the Father. The Bible will cast all our sin. The Word of God says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then God let us know that he is married to the backslider. So here, this young man began to think all about his Father. Come on this morning. It's time for you to think about the Heavenly Father. It's time for you to know that your Heavenly Father will be there for you. Your Heavenly Father is in love with you. That Heavenly Father has his arm stretched out for you this morning. It's okay. It's all right. It's time for you to go to the Father. It's time for you to come back to that place. I'm talking to backsliders everywhere, all over the United States of America. It's time for you to come back to the Father. The Father has his arm open to you. The Father loves you. So even as this prodigal son, even as this young son began to think what his father had when he was living in his home, he even began to think about the bread, the provision that God had for his father had. But even the servant, and the servant was not his father's son, but yet they had more than enough. And he was saying that I'm perished with hunger. I am so hungry. I need something to eat. I need provision. I'm here in a foreign land, and nobody's going to give me anything. Nobody is going to help me. So he said, I will arise and go to my father. And he said, I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Somebody needs to rise and tell the Father, I have sinned. Don't put it on anybody else, but say to the Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no worthy. See the humbleness of this young man. He knew that he had sinned. He knew that he was in a place wherein that he had spent his money on righteous living, but he came to himself, and he said, I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy high servant. Oh, Father, I'm sorry. He's saying, Father, I'm sorry for what I did. I repent of what I have done. Somebody needs to repent this morning. Somebody needs to turn away from that wicked way. Somebody needs to come back to Jesus Christ. God loves you. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be free. He wants you to have the best in life. So here, the enemy, the Word of God says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Somebody needs to hear me today. This is our power, the power of God, the supernatural power being manifested through the Word of God. I believe it says, whosoever will, let him come. The Word of God letting us know that no matter who you are this morning, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are in that middle class, whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are yellow, whether or not you are brown, whatever you may be, God wants you to know that if you just come back to him because he wants you, he will receive you. Come back. This young young man. He humbled himself before the Most High God. Can you not humble yourself? Can you not go before the Father? Can you not tell the Father, Father, I have sinned against thee. I have sinned against heaven. Make me thy hired servant. And this is what he felt in his heart, because he knew that he had done wrong. Don't we know when we do wrong that all we need to do is to go to the Father? So therefore, he didn't stay where he was. He didn't stay where he was. Now, first he was thinking that he said, I will arise. And then in that 20th verse, he said, he arose, the word of God says, and he arose and came to his Father. But when he was yet a great way off, you may be far off this morning. You may not be in a place that you feel that you are close to God. You may have spent your money. You may have spent your money in riotous living. You may have been with the harlot. You may have been with a liar. You may have been with a cheater. You may have been with a drug dealer. You may have been a drug dealer. You may have been a murderer. You may have stolen. You may have been a street walker. You may have been a harlot. Whatever you may have been, whatever you are, whatever state you find yourself in right now, it's time for you to come to yourself. So it's time for you to get up. And he said here in that 20th verse, he said he arose and came to his Father. But when he was yet a great way off, his Father saw him. See, Jesus see you. And yes, Jesus have that compassion on you. And so therefore, he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. God want to receive you. He want to let you know that he loves you. No matter what you have done, no matter what you said, no matter where you've been, I want you to know that God, he loves you. And even as this son, even as this younger son, goes back to his natural father, his father was able to see him as he was coming. Oh, my goodness, I believe that he was looking for his return. He was looking for him to come back to him. I believe that God is looking for you to come back to him. So as the Father, it tells us when he was a great way off, his Father saw him and had compassion. And he didn't walk, but his Father ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the Father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. I mean, the love of the Father. This is a natural father. This is a earthly father that loved his son. Even though the son had gone out into the far country, even though the son had been out with the harlot, even though the son had wasted his substance with the righteous living, he had spent up his inheritance because he wanted to see what it was all about. He wanted to be in the midst of people that he thought that he'll be able to enjoy his life with. Yes, he wanted to get further and further from his father, from that natural father. He wanted to get further and further away from that brother. He wanted to get further and further away from the lifestyle that he lived before. But when it came a famine, when everything he had was spent up, when he didn't have a penny, a dime in his pocket, when he found himself feeding the swine and wanted even the swine food looking good to him because of the fact that he was hungry, he famished, he needed food, and he came to himself. Sometimes God will let us go through situations in our our lie until we come to ourselves. This young man had it all. He had provision. He had service. But yet, it didn't matter because he wanted to go out. He wanted to go into the world. He wanted to experience what it was in the world. So here we see that after he came back to the Father, because the Father was waiting on him, the Father was waiting that one day my son is going to come back home. One day I'm going to receive my son. So therefore he was looking. I believe he was looking for that son because the Word of God tells us that he saw his son coming. He saw his son coming, and when he was a great way off, his father saw him and he ran. He had compassion on him. He ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He was so happy to see his father. And even in that was in the natural. Don't you know when you repent of your sin? Don't you know when you ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your life? Don't you know when you repent and ask God to forgive you for all the things that you have done? Yes, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you are one of those whosoever, you are one of those people that God is speaking to this morning. I was the one of those whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God wants you to have everlasting life. So he sees his son, and as he sees his son, he tells his servant to bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. He didn't just say any kind of robe, but he said to bring the best robe. Bring the best robe, the best. My son deserved the best. Bring the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fattened calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was dead in sin. He was dead in transgression. Somebody was dead in sin, dead in transgression. But when he came to himself, the son came to himself. And then now his father saying that after he been out there, and you've gone the situation in his life, that he is alive again, and he that was lost is found, and they began to be married. But then the elder son was in the field. As he came and he drew nigh to the house, and he heard the music and the dance. Now this was a son that the elder son that didn't ask the father for the inheritance. This was the son that stayed with his father and that helped with the things of the running of the home. This is the son that didn't go out with the riders living. But when he was in the field, he decided, I'm going to come in. It was time for him to come in. He heard the music. He heard the dancing. And he called to one of the servants. He asked him, what does these things mean? And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he, the elder brother I'm talking about this morning, I want you to listen to what I'm saying about the elder brother. Although he didn't go, although he didn't spend the money, although he didn't go out there into a far country, yet he became very angry and he would not go in. He would not go in and celebrate that his brother was home. He didn't celebrate that his brother was alive again. He's no longer dead, but he is alive again. He comes to life. He comes to his himself. So therefore, in that 28th verse, it says, and he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy, and thou never, he said, thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Here, your son, your youngest son, he was saying, he had gone out, he's done all of these things, and yet he comes back and you put him apart. You put a ring on, in other words, you're putting a ring on his finger, on his hand, and shoes on his feet. You're putting the best robe for him. You have killed the fattest calf for him. You never did that for me. But then he said, but as soon as thy son was come, he didn't even say my brother. But he said, thy son was come, which has defiled his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fattest calf. And listen what his father said. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. But this thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. You see, we are to make this an example for living, especially when we see the elder brother. We look at the younger brother as having problems, as being righteous, going out, spending his money, having a so-called good time. But the brother, elder brother, had a problem. The elder brother, he was angry. He was, because his brother had left home, because he had received the inheritance for his father, and he was saying, like, I dare you. Like, God, I mean, how can you, father, make him, give him a pardon? How can you give all these things to him? I stayed with you. You never gave me a party. You never did these things that you're doing for your son. But his father let him know that it was me, that we should make merry. And that is the way that it is today. He said, let's go over this part in that 32nd verse, because I think it's very important. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. Stop being angry. Let's be merry. But this thy brother was dead and is alive again. So just like when sinners go out into a land, into the world, and when they backslide on God, when they backslide on themselves, then we find that when they come back, when they come to themselves, we should be able to receive them gladly. We should not be angry because of the fact that they come and that the Lord received them. You see, the Bible let us know that we're all sinners saved by the grace of God. It's only by his grace, only by his mercy that we're all saved. So here we see that God has given him an opportunity to come back to him. And even as we see sinners coming back to the Father, we need to embrace them. We need to love on them. We need to receive them because they were dead, but now they are alive. They were dead in their transgression and in their sin. But God receive them back, and even as a parable of the Father receive his Son back. God loves the person. He hates the sin, but he loves the person. And when we can put our arms around those that are living in transgression and with living in sin, when they come back to the Father, we ought to be able to embrace them and love on them and welcome them back. Because if they didn't come back, their life would be a life of not having eternal life in him. We want them, and God wants them to have eternal life in him. So here we see today that the love of the Father, God is showing us his love through the love of a natural father. And we ought to be glad that God loves us and that God will receive us even in our sins and our transgressions, that he will forgive us, he will welcome us back, even as this young man came to himself and he decided that he'll come back to the Father. I pray even now, those that are in our radio audience, that have backslided, that have left the Father, no matter what you did, no matter where you are, you may be in Chicago, Illinois, you may be in Texas, you may be in Hawaii or Alaska, you may be in Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa. I don't know where you are, but God knows where you are right now. He knows where you is. And I want you to just to give your life, to give your heart back to Jesus Christ. Even as this young man came to himself, God wants you to come to yourself. The Father is waiting on you. I'm getting ready to pray for those that are in our radio audience that do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm praying today for the backslider, that you'll come back to Christ. And if you never knew Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we're going to be praying for you, and we're going to give the invitation even now that you ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you. And those that are backsliders, that God will forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive each person, each individual that are out there. And we ask you, God, to forgive them for their sins. We ask you, God, to come into their heart. We ask you, God, to save them. We ask you, God, to deliver them. We ask you, God, to make them free through the spoken word. The word of God, for whom the Son is made free, is free indeed. God, somebody needs to be free. Somebody, Father God, has had a lot of guilt, and God, a lot of anger inside of them. God, somebody, Father God, that come to themselves. But Father, even if they have heard the word today, I pray even now that God, that they, Father, in the name of Jesus, will ask you to forgive them for their sin. Father God, even as I repeat, Father God, the sinner's prayer, I pray that all those that are around about us, that they, God, will choose. Say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Save me. Lord, I confess with my mouth, the Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you have raised, that you were raised from the dead. And Lord, let me live this life so that I can live again. Lord, I love you. And, Lord, I want to spend eternity in Jesus' name. All those that have prayed that prayer with me, I want you to know that Jesus has forgiven you for your sins. He has come into your heart, and he has saved you. I pray even now that you would join us on Wednesday of next week at the Hour of Power with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I want you to invite others to come and to listen as we take a journey through God's word. But there is power in the word of God. There is supernatural power, and it's time for you to walk in the power of the Most High God. God bless you, and see you in the spirit. See you through the see God, not just me. See the word of God being manifested each Wednesday and Friday on the Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. God bless you, and may the peace of God be upon thee.